You are listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
Top of the morning to you on this Tuesday. Good morning, Huntsville and Jacksonville. We are Miller and Moulton, millerandmoulton.com, Miller_Moulton on X. And this is how we get things going. How the heck are you? Thanks so much for being with us after a beautiful Monday night in the sports world, filled with drama everywhere, drama. And a few road teams won, but not as many as should have. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great, David. A little sleep deprived is what is the norm come playoff time, because last night the playoffs delivered and then some. It got going early with Toronto coming back from Boston. They were down early in that game. Toronto gets a big road win to even up that series. Carolina pulls off a miracle on the ice with 2 goals and 9 seconds to win. The Lakers thought they had it within their grasp. They lose, and your Knicks battle back from behind in dramatic fashion. What a night in sports.
And in the afternoon, a manager got ejected 5 pitches into a game.
From what a fan said.
For something he didn't do. And when the umpire was told, no, it wasn't me, it was the guy in the stands. I don't care. See, we've talked about this growing up, and Trent, and by the way, Trent Bally with the Molly Maid play of the day next hour, he may need the whole segment. Normally we give him like 90 seconds during a 10-minute segment. He may need the whole damn segment for what happened yesterday in the world of sports. But see, my mother did that to me one time growing up in terms of grounding me. All right. The old, you know, I got grounded a day per minute. And I got home, and I had to be home at 5 o'clock, and I got home at 4:59, and she's on the phone, and I can't get her attention. I'm trying to show her the watch, and we synchronize the watches and the whole deal. And she basically was in the middle of a conversation, and she said, don't bother me, don't bother me. She gets off the phone at 5:02, looks at her watch, and says, you're late. You're grounded. And I said, no. I was here. You were on the phone. And she was like, yeah, I don't care. You're grounded.
You're never going to let her live that one down, are you?
Hell no. The other one is I broke my ankle running home because she was going into the city to see a Broadway play, and I had to go get dropped off of my grandparents. And I running home, I stepped in a hole and broke my ankle. And she was, because I got home late, because on the way home, Mark, I don't know if you're aware, but I broke my ankle and still had about 3/4 of a mile to go in hilly terrain through the park. And so I got home a few minutes late, and so she was mad at me, and she made me the next day take a golf lesson. My ankle is the size of a cantaloupe, and she made me take a golf lesson on it. She said, I paid for this. I'm not getting my money back. You're taking the golf lesson. So those are the two things I won't let her live down.
The okay, shoe yep. throwing, the knock to the head, bleeding in a store, that's all good.
I'm fine with all of that. I'm fine with the whole rest of my childhood. I got two things that I will not let her live down. Right. Those are the two. And to me, I experienced what Aaron Boone experienced yesterday with Wendell Stat, the home plate umpire, saying, yeah, I don't care. You're the manager. I'm holding somebody responsible. It's you.
And the problem, the difference is, I guess in similar fashion, he's going to have to wait until that umpire retires to actually give him grief over it, because every time he tries to give him a grief when he's calling a game, there's the threat that he could throw him out again.
Well, I'll be honest with you. If I'm Major League Baseball, I'm suspending the umpire for the rest of the series. And I am. Listen, think about either you're just very unprofessional that day. You showed up in a bad mood for whatever reason, the whole deal. Five pitches in, you're rejecting an umpire. And they got the whole audio thing. It was a 10-second argument. Boone wanted them to, and Harry said, you know, I did. I checked. I did my job. Now shut up. All right? I'm not taking this from you today. One more word, you're gone. And Boone was like, okay, I got it. You've laid down the law. And then one pitch later, he throws him out for something he didn't say. If you're that unprofessional, you need some time off. And if you're that biased against Aaron Boone, maybe you just don't like him. Man, you need to go home and rectify that. I'm not playing around when I say this. And I'm not a Yankees fan. Everybody know I am not a Yankees fan. I don't hate the Yankees, but I'm not a fan. But seriously, Mark, he should not umpire the rest of that series. That's absurd.
And, David, he will umpire the rest of the series because Major League Baseball has such little power over a group of people they should have far more power over.
No, they have total power over that.
But they don't use it.
Right. They choose not to use it. It's amazing. It's amazing. They suspend Trevor Bauer for a year and a half for something he wasn't even charged of doing. And they won't send an umpire home? Never mind fire an umpire. We'll see. We'll see. I'm going to give Major League Baseball a few more hours. But we got David Sampson coming on in less than an hour. He'll let us know if anything's going to happen.
And I'm betting on nothing.
I'm betting on nothing also. I am. So, hell of a sports day yesterday. My goodness. For a Monday in late April. Let's do this. All right. Loving it.
Man. Got to tell you, I cut the cord a while ago for football season because I needed the YouTube TV to watch the Sunday ticket.
Right.
And they've got this little multi-view thing.
Okay.
And it's nice for a football game. You put four football games up, it's cute.
Okay.
But last night, when I could have hockey, hoop, and everything going on and not miss a damn play, it was
good stuff.
My own sports bar, David. It really and truly was.
How was the service?
Service was great.
Was there specials? Anything going on last night?
Matter of fact, there was. Worked my way into the daughter's Oreo cookies last night.
Yes! Yes!
Is this another tag-along situation?
I don't care anymore. I really don't. I listened to a comedian talk about fat people, and that it hit me right between the eyes. He said, you watch these. I used to live with a fat guy. And he goes, if you watched him eat between the time he got up and 6 p.m., you wondered how he was fat. It's from 6 p.m. to midnight is when all the damage can get done. And I knew that last night and still had no problem taking down about 10 Oreos. And they were delicious.
I have to admit, I'm impressed you stopped at 10. Is that how many were in the sleeve?
Yes.
Okay. So you decided not to go to the second sleeve.
I couldn't. It was sugar overload.
I hear you. No. When they wrap them up, I get it. They kind of set boundaries for you. And you're like, am I going to stay within the boundaries? Okay. I guess I will.
I was looking at that three-pointer. I'm just stuffing that my face. A Hurricane scored a goal. They're coming back. Stuffed another one down my face.
Yeah, one thing's for sure. It's playoff season, baby. I don't care what it is. It's playoff season. It's draft season. And Mark Miller is getting after the Orioles.
I mean, last night was only the third night, technically, of the NHL and NBA playoffs. It was tremendous. Night three, we got like 57 more of these suckers.
Right.
Golly.
But I like the first. I am a bigger fan of the first round of the NHL playoffs than any other round of the NHL playoffs.
Right.
I think they are at their peak in the first two rounds. But nothing wrong with the Stanley Cup final. But they've beaten the hell out of one another for 2 months. Sometimes there's not enough left in the tank, whereas right now they are full of energy. They are hitting everything that moves. And, I lost money. I bet the Islanders' money line last night. Watching Carolina come back, I couldn't believe that they were able to – well, actually, I could believe because of the way they played throughout the game. They should have never been down. They were dominating the game, but they just never let up. And Carolina, a team that's notorious for being what? A soft team, David. What did they do last night? They tried to do everything they could to run the Islanders out of their own zone every chance they got. When you got Sebastian Aho making forechecks, there's a different game going on.
They're out shooting the Islanders 32-12, and they're down 3-1 with 9 minutes to go. Not going to happen. As John Forslund, our buddy who was on the show yesterday, is fond of saying, that's hockey, baby. And then the Canes said, enough of that.
And Austin Matthews, who's had a tremendous season, and the Leafs, desperately need their star to get them a goal. And what does he do? He makes an unbelievable play to lead himself in on a little breakaway and score the game winner.
Best player on the ice last night. And he is the best player on the ice, but he played like it last night. And the Leafs showed up. You're not a Leafs guy, but you know what? Toronto showed up last night.
Yes, they did.
They competed last night. They matched the Bruins hit for hit. They looked at them and said, we're dying here tonight. You're going to have to kill us here tonight. Very interesting strategy, by the way. Bruins coach switched, sticking with that goalie rotation. We talked about it yesterday. This has not been done in hockey in 50 years in the playoffs, where a really good team who can legitimately win the cup alternates goalies. And the Bruins have alternated goalies games one and two. Usually when a goalie wins a game in the playoffs, it takes a subpoena for him to not be in between the pipes the next game. So we got drama. Like it. A couple road wins last night. Should have had two or three more between hockey and hoop. Still had a road win and hoop.
Should have.
Should have had two last
Probably night. Had two. But the Nuggets showed why they're champions. Rallying from 20 down in the second half.
And the Sixers blew it. Had a little help. Probably could have gotten a whistle in the final 20 seconds, but all right. Not the first time an NBA team's complaining about the officials after a game.
No, and it won't be the last this week.
So, good stuff last night. Trent Bally in about an hour is going to need a whole segment to do play of the day. It's just going to go from one game to the next.
I just got a hold of the Nuggets radio call. So good. You guys are going to love it.
Look at that. A little tease.
No color commentator messing it up. It's all, it's just pure electricity.
On a buzzer beater in Denver, if you missed it last night, and we're guessing most of you did, because it was not even 6 hours ago. Matter of fact, it was only a little over five. Miller and Moulton. David Sampson's on the show today. Bob Herrig's on the show today. Pat Kerwin's on the show today. Wow, this is a good show.
Welcome back to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
21 minutes past the hour. Great show lined up for you. Starting five in about 15 minutes. Then David Sampson. What an amazing golf weekend it was. We'll talk a little golf with Bob Herrig and pump his book. Great Father's Day gift. Hint, hint. Help our buddy Bob Herrig out, fine golf writer for Sports Illustrated. And then Pat Kerwin, as we preview the draft. Oh, exciting things yesterday going on with Vegas in the draft. We'll explain coming up in the starting five. Miller and Moulton, MillerandMoulton.com, Miller_Moulton on X. Mark, I would like to solicit some help. Okay, I don't want to sound like the late Regis Philbin and, you know, the whole millionaire show, but I'd like to extend a lifeline or maybe a phone call to the audience. Okay, I'd like a little help with the poll question. I have an idea. If you guys don't like it, you outvote me 2-1. We go in a different direction. But during a hockey intermission last night, I looked up, so what's going on today? You know, national day of, you know, like apparently today's National Strawberry Cheesecake Day. Not just cheesecake, specifically strawberry cheesecake. Huh. Okay. But apparently, Mark, today is National Take a Chance Day.
Okay.
And so what I would like to solicit is ideas for taking a chance. Like, you know, skydiving, bungee jumping. I don't know, online dating, a blind date, you know, something that you consider taking a chance. For some of you, voting for a Democrat. That's funny. Good material right there.
That's solid.
3 a.m., 5:23 in Huntsville.
Betting on a road team in the playoffs.
Right. You know, that taking a chance. Anyway, what do you consider, you know, just for the 3-4 choices we're going to put in there, if today's National Take a Chance Day, you know, what is the chance you would take?
How can we tie this to the NFL draft? Because there's definitely a way we can.
Okay, if you want to go there, fine.
I feel like there's a lot of chances you can take, specifically in the first round of the NFL draft. Would you draft J.J. McCarthy top three? I'm sorry,
today
I had to.
Today is National Take a Chance Day. Okay. Hey, we could go back just 3 years because there's four quarterbacks who were drafted in the top 15 3 years ago who have all changed teams. We could, as part of National Take a Chance Day, which one of these retreads would you take a chance on? Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones. We could.
Boy, there's not an E? None of the above?
Well, no, because Trevor Lawrence is the one that...
I know.
Right.
I know.
Right. So, no.
But, see, you have me freaked out because as much as I would... I'm scared to death of heights.
Yes.
But the idea of skydiving intrigues me.
Now, I'm curious. Would you do it solo? Or
no, I'd have to do it with somebody.
Okay. All right. But if you're, you know, riding a professional's back there, you'd do it.
Probably not.
Come on.
No, I really think I'd get up in the plane and freak out. I don't think I could jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
Well, what would happen is you attach yourself to somebody else and they do all the work. You just go for the ride.
I gotcha. So, and then after that, there's no, I mean, if you could accomplish that, to me, there's no other chance that you wouldn't take.
So if I can get you to jump out of an airplane, I can get you to bungee jump, I can get you to do anything.
Pretty much.
Right, I can get you to vote for a Democrat, maybe.
Wow. Let's.
I understand.
Careful.
You know what? That's a great poll question. Which are you, you know, especially with where our show airs, you know, what's a bigger chance, bungee jumping or voting for, you know?
Well, now that we're in Jacksonville, we're a little more.
True. Jacksonville is purple. Right. Everywhere else that we're at, it's various
crimson.
Degrees of ketchup. Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's all. What National Take a Chance Day. Just curious. Now, Trent. I came up, I took your football idea, I worked in the four quarterbacks who are all looking for a second chance. Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones. Which of those four would you take a chance on?
Justin Fields.
Okay. That's your vote. I would go Mac Jones.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's my last option on that list.
Oh, come on. You'd take Zach Wilson over Mac Jones?
Because Zach Wilson at least went to the Jets. Mac Jones went to a well-run organization and flamed
not
out.
At the time that he went there.
And not on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
Well, you don't got to tell
Matt
me twice.
Matt Patricia calling plays for him 1 year.
Yes.
Are you kidding?
He sure did. No, but David, I think that's a great question. I think that's our winner. Well done. That's our poll question.
If you want to stop there, I mean, you know, I was trying to work skydiving and bungee jumping into it, but see, I would do both, by the way. I would. I'm a little more leery of the bungee jumping.
Fear of the bungee cord breaking?
Well, it's possible. I mean, I'm fat.
Well, that's why I'm trying to figure out why the bungee would bother you more than the skydiving.
I will say, though, if something goes wrong with the bungee jumping, it'll happen so fast you won't even realize it. I mean, there's not even time to go, uh-oh, you know.
Whereas there's a lot of time to go, uh-oh, if the parachute
exactly.
doesn't open.
Right. I mean, there's time to, like, take
out
yourself.
Golly, gee.
I was going to say, Mark is not the guy to ask about height-related.
I'm scared to jump out of my chair right now.
Mark pays Felipe a handsome sum to hang his Christmas wreath.
Yes.
To get up on the ladder.
As a matter of fact, I do. And Felipe's moving, so I'm screwed for next year.
No, but he comes back about 10 days before Christmas for that basketball tournament. So you'll just have to wait till then for him to put the, you know.
Right, like my wife's going to wait a day after Thanksgiving to get that sucker up.
Well, you can do the whole tree except for that. You can look right at her and say, well, honey, unless you're going to climb up there. Otherwise, Felipe will be here in 3 weeks. Tell her it's National Take a Chance Day. Take a chance, honey. You took one on
she
me.
She did. I was going to say.
Look how well that's turned out, huh?
She's working two jobs, and I'm stuck doing this, making no money.
Ah, come on. You're working two jobs also. They're just not profitable. That's all.
This segment brought to you by Realtor Mark Miller. Begging you to list your home today.
This segment brought to you by Pauly's Loan Shark. So
take a chance on us.
Right. Take a chance at 19%. Call Pauly today. So that's all. Today's in honor of National Take a Chance Day, which one of these quarterbacks would you give the second chance to?
I like it.
So there you go.
We worked football in.
Yep. So Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones. Which one are you taking the chance on? 3 years ago, these guys were drafted. 3 years ago. 3 years ago, these guys were drafted in the top 15 of a draft. And none of them were with the teams that drafted them. That's unbelievable.
And then there was one.
Yeah. No wonder Trevor Lawrence isn't worried about things. He's like, nah, I'm good. Yeah, they'll get around to paying me.
Well, you could follow it up with how many of these four, five, six quarterbacks are going to take it in the first round will remain with their teams 3 years later.
I don't know if we'll ever have a draft class like that one, in all honesty. Teams bailing on first-round draft pick quarterbacks in 3 years or less. Unbelievable. The starting five. Take a chance on it. It's next.
Welcome back to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
22 minutes for the top of the hour. David Sampson joins us for his weekly visit at that time. An hour from now, we'll talk about the amazing things going on in the golf world. Forget the whole PGA LIV thing. Let's just put that aside for a few minutes. Bob Harrig to join us. PGA LPGA, 15-year-old about to conquer the world. Man, exciting stuff. And then Pat Kerwood, a little more than an hour. You know, there's this thing called the NFL draft. They're going to do it again Thursday night in Detroit. We figured we'd talk about it.
Text line is open at 21,000. If you've never texted the show before, you need to text in a keyword. It's FSN Radio. You text that to 21,000. All one word, FSN Radio to 21,000. Once you do so, the doors are open and you can text as much as you would like.
And you bother Mark. Okay, Mark handles the text line. I handle the Twitch chat room. Those are my peeps.
Mark, we know, David.
When I say that.
I do.
Hates it. Okay, he'd rather go skydiving.
No, I've got to be honest. You can say that all you want if it's between that and skydiving.
Time now for...
The Starting Five. Five stories you need to know. It's the Starting Five on Miller and Moulton. Here's number one.
You know, we'll start with the NFL draft for this reason. Mark, does anybody know more about sports than Vegas? Anybody?
No.
I mean, maybe the late Howie Schwab, who passed away over the weekend. You remember Stump the Schwab on ESPN? Maybe Howie knew more than Vegas, but otherwise, no. Well, Mark, maybe you'll find this interesting. As we're T-minus 60 hours and counting. So since I do the starting five, you know, my observation makes the survey. yesterday, I thought the biggest thing that happened in the NFL was this. At lunchtime yesterday, J.J. McCarthy was 20-1 to be taken second overall by the Commanders. By dinner time yesterday, do you know what the odds were for J.J. McCarthy to be taken second overall by the Commanders?
What were they, David?
9-1.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty significant
it really
dip
is.
In the odds.
It is in an afternoon. It's as if somebody in Vegas got some information. And people in Vegas are always seeking information. There's only millions riding on it. So there you go. Take that for what it's worth. Vegas has an inkling. They got a feeling. The Jets traded Zach Wilson to the St. Louis Battlehawks of the UFL. No. Just kidding. The Denver Broncos actually did a pick swap for Zach Wilson. Now, I think Denver believes that the Jets are giving them the better pick than what they're giving, but actually, they're picking up like $2.5 million of his salary, and they did a sixth and seventh round pick swap. Mark, I'm going to ask you a very serious question. Name me a worse NFL quarterback that you've seen in the last 20 years than Zach Wilson.
Nathan Peterman.
Good one. I like that. That's
what I nominate, David.
Okay. Peterman, I think, fourth, fifth round pick. Do you know where Zach Wilson was drafted?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah. It was second overall.
Right.
3 years ago.
Number two.
And not Derek Jeter. Right. So Zach Wilson now with the Broncos. Take a look at that quarterback room, by the way. There's UFL quarterback rooms going. We're better than those guys. The Chiefs, remember all this talk leading in the Super Bowl? Andy Reid, I think he's going to retire. I think Andy Reid, 66, he's going to walk away. Yeah, him, the GM, and the president, they all signed extensions yesterday. You think they all looked at one another and said, you know, listen, we could go home, be with our wives and family and grandkids and what have you, but or we could hang around Mahomes and see what he does for the next few years. What would you rather do? I'd rather hang around Mahomes. Okay, we'll hang around Mahomes. And Matt Ryan officially retired as an Atlanta Falcon yesterday. He took last year off, did the CBS broadcasting thing, and Matt Ryan retired a Falcon. All those years in Atlanta, one in Indianapolis, and you know, that could have been a poll question if we were going to, you know, do a sports question today. Matt Ryan, Hall of Famer, yay or nay?
I don't think so.
If they had held on and beaten the Patriots.
Probably.
Boy, that's tough. That's tough. You walk right up to the doors of Canton and they go, hey, hold on, I got to show you this video. And it's the fourth quarter and overtime. NBA teams are 11-0 at home in the playoffs so far. Denver was down 15 at the half. They were down 20 in the third quarter. They came all the way back. LeBron missed a three with 13 seconds to go. Denver got the ball to Jamal Murray. He was guarded by Anthony Davis. He made a move, drove to the baseline, hit a 15-footer over him. Ball game at the buzzer. Nuggets beat the Lakers for the 10th straight time, 101-99. They're up 2-0. Orlando, this just in. They're not a good outside shooting team. This just in. Cleveland's making them shoot a bunch of threes. This just in. Orlando's losing. Cavs beat them 96-86 to go up 2-0. Orlando 9-for-35, 26% shooting the three ball. We'll say this, though, Mark. Magic bring in a shooter or two. That's a dangerous team going forward.
This is a, you know, you hope Orlando can get one or two at home and make this a series. But this is exactly what we thought was going to happen for the exact reasons why. And we all know what Orlando needs to get. So this is a valuable lesson being taught to the Orlando front office as to how to fix their problems quickly with a good young team and a lot of salary cap room. Go find a shooter.
Or two.
Right.
Probably one to start and one to come off the bench. And that's why a lot of people think Klay Thompson is going to end up on Orlando whether he starts or he comes off the bench, would he be valuable for the Magic at $20, $25 million a year? The Knicks were down 5 with under 30 seconds to go and beat the Sixers. That doesn't happen in the NBA. But the Knicks hit a 3, got a steal, hit another 3, got a stop, hit 2 free throws, and Embiid misses a 3 at the buzzer to tie it. And the Knicks escape a game they had no business winning. 104-101 over the Sixers to take a 2-0 lead. Brunson has had his 2 worst games as a pro, statistically. He had never played a game in the NBA in which he took 25 or more shots and made less than 10 of them. He's now done it in back-to-back games, 8 for 26 and 8 for 29. And yet the Knicks have won both games. The Sixers should be sick to their stomachs. Controversy at the end of the game. Sixers claim that they were fouled on the inbound up 2. They were. Also, Nick Nurse was trying to call a timeout. Problem was he hesitated, and by the time he tried, the officials weren't looking at him. Sixers got the raw end of the deal, though, late. And the Knicks won. 3 playoff games tonight. Phoenix and Minnesota, Indiana, Milwaukee, Dallas, and the Clippers. Home teams are up 1-0 in all of them. NHL, Toronto goes into Boston and mans up and gets a win. Auston Matthews with a goal and 2 assists. Leafs 3-2. Even the series at a game apiece. Islanders going to Carolina, man up. Take a 3-0 lead in the second. Take a 3-1 lead mid-third. And then collapse. First time in franchise history, they had a 3-goal lead in a playoff game and lost. Carolina, 4 goals in the third, 2 in 9 seconds. And they beat the Islanders 5-3. Mark Stone missed the last 2 months on the injured list. And amazingly, came back and played last night, the 3rd most minutes of anybody on Vegas, and scored a goal. Huh. Vegas 4-3 over Dallas. And Connor McDavid with 5 assists. Zach Hyman with a hat trick. Did you see McDavid's assist on the first goal of the game?
Yeah.
The spinorama at full speed and then the pass to set up. Unbelievable. 7-4 Edmonton over the Kings. Lindy Ruff has already been the coach of the Sabres once, and he coached them for 15 years. They're bringing him back. Of course, they haven't made the playoffs since they fired him. Maybe that's the reason they're bringing him back. Baseball, Aaron Boone got ejected 5 pitches into the game for something that a fan in the 3rd row said. That's not a joke. It's caught on video and everything.
The umpire has defended himself, said he's completely in the right. He heard something from the dugout, and it doesn't matter whom. Right. I've been doing this a long time, and damn it, I'm right, you're wrong.
He said to Aaron Boone, don't say another word or you're gone. Boone didn't say another word, and he was ejected. Yankees gave up a 2-run homer in the 9th, lost to Oakland 2-0. Braves. Travis d'Arnaud had a good week. Hope you picked him up on your fantasy team. He's got 5 homers in 4 games. 3-0 Braves over the Marlins, who fall to 6-18. At this rate, the Marlins are going to win between 40 and 42 games. I don't know. That doesn't seem good. The Rays not only lost to the Tigers 7-1, but their closer, Pete Fairbanks, goes on the injured list. He's got tingling in his pitching arm and hand. That would seem not to be good. You know, my medical degree and all, it seems a problem. Orioles have won 7 of 8. Angels have lost 6 of 7. Trout struck out with the bases loaded and 2 outs in the 9th. Baltimore 4-2 over the Angels. Giants 5-2 over the Mets. Pittsburgh snapped the 6-game losing skid, 4-2 over the Brewers. Phillies have won 7 in a row. They beat the Reds 7-0. And the Twins by the same score over the White Sox. Mark, the White Sox are 3-19. In 22 games this year, they've been shut out 8 times.
That's hard to do. I mean,
this is like the worst team we've seen
in a century.
Yes, the 62 Mets are going, man, we weren't that bad. The Tigers of what? What year did they lose 119? Like 2013 or something like that? Those Tigers are going, we weren't that bad. Golf, Scottie Scheffler to finish up his final 3 holes. He played them 1 over, and he won the RBC Heritage by 3. Nelly Korda, who's won five in a row. Scheffler's won four of five, by the way. In the other event, he missed a playoff by a stroke. Nelly's won five in a row. She withdrew from this coming weekend's Los Angeles event. She wants to take some time and rest up. And worth paying attention to, a judge in Tallahassee has ordered Florida State and ACC to mediation, and he's given them 120 days. Here's the kicker. The mediation's non-binding, unless the two sides want it to be. Mark, these two sides can't agree on the day of the week. You think they're going to agree to a mediation?
Love to be the mediator for this one. This should go over really well, David.
You suck and I want out. You suck, but you're contractually obligated to stay. So there, mediate that. If they don't work it out, guess what? They go back to court before the same judge. Now, they're suing each other in two different jurisdictions. They're suing each other in Leon County, Tallahassee. They're also suing each other in, is it Mecklenburg County?
Charlotte.
Yeah. So right now, the ACC getting the edge in court. For now, we'll see how this goes. If you're the ACC, would you take $300 million to let them go? I'm serious. The word is that if you go by the letter of the law, it would cost Florida State $500 million. Okay, if you're the ACC, do you end this by saying $300 million, you can leave?
I don't know how you can, because then that means Clemson could raise their hand and leave, and North Carolina could raise their hand and leave.
We don't necessarily have to let them go, but we're letting these guys go. We hate them. They're bad-mouthing us. They're bad-mouthing the conference. You want to go, get the hell
but
out.
But you've then set precedent for other schools to leave, and I don't know if I would be willing to do that, because the conference could fall apart, David.
Well, you've set precedents that if you're willing to let them leave, but if you're the conference, you just say, no, we're not willing to let anybody else leave. We hate these guys. We'll let them leave. And Clemson, if you want to join them, go.
I wouldn't let them leave.
Okay. So you're fighting this to the death.
I'm fighting this to the death. It is my. I think it's the life of my conference if
Mark,
I lose.
Mark is saying if you let them leave, you're blowing Pandora's box open with a 12-gauge shotgun. I mean, you're not even just opening it. You're blowing that sucker up, David.
Here's the funny thing, though. Where would they go? Now, we think they'd go to the Big Ten. But right now, Fox and the Big Ten are just sitting this one out. They're laughing. 7 minutes before the hour, that was...
That was the Starting Five every weekday morning at this time on Miller and Moulton.
So there you go. David Sampson coming up. After the top of the hour break, we'll talk golf with Bob Harrig. We'll preview the NFL draft with Pat Kerwin. It's a good show. Miller and Moulton.